So here I am sitting on the stool on the stage, and I'm sort of tuning and chunking and, you know, talking a little bit. And in my mind, I said, you know, this is the freedom that my generation is looking for. The voice box that will be universally ours. And so for that matter, we came together in the first place not knowing seriously how serious it would be. The perception of Woodstock, many of the fans that I came in contact with, they were so mellowed out, you know, that you can feel there was real joy. And it wasn't a phony face or, you know, a mistake in time. You know, it was the real deal.
I feel like I'm almost gone.
The passion was, I believe, was that they didn't know any better but to do something like that, because it was their world now, and they had to figure out it's my world too now. Now, how do we connect this? So the connections happened more from the youth side to the grown-up side.
Clap your hands, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Freedom.
It was that newness was an exchange between what I could call East and West. The West came East to join us. The North came South to join us music-wise. And so we gathered under all of this music, and which made it what it became. We crossed the line, and I also said that too, flying over in the helicopter. I also said, you know, when I looked down and I saw all of those colors, I went, uh-oh. You know, if the newspaper gets a hold of this shot, we won.